Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 15, verses 7 through 11. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 15th chapter. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. What do you think of when you hear that word, love? That word can mean so many things to so many people in so many different circumstances. The young couple walking hand in hand on the beach, Valentine's Day and that warm, fuzzy feeling, the video of the guy showing the big, elaborate proposal. Love. Well, that concept of love, an emotional concept, as important as it is in our relationships with one another, is just a small part of true love. Jesus would define true love not only with his words, but with his actions too. And it begins with the action of our Heavenly Father, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that example continued with Jesus, John 13. Having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. And again in 1 John chapter 4, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That perfect satisfaction of God's law and that perfect payment for our sins. Jesus loved and continues to love in words and in actions for us. So it is for us living and following his example and bearing much fruit in him. We use words to define love and what that looks like. But we also use actions to show love to one another. Because Jesus' command is simple. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Simple words first spoken to the disciples. But they sound kind of out of place as Jesus speaks them on the last night of his earthly life. Gathered with his disciples in that upper room, soon to make that walk to the Garden of Gethsemane together, Jesus continues to teach them and prepare them for what was to come. The mood was unsettled, it was uncomfortable, everyone knew something was about to happen. A night that would soon be filled with hatred and betrayal and rejection. And in the midst of that, Jesus says to them all, abide in my love. How can there be love in such an unloving moment? Today as well. It's easy to talk about abiding in love in here, right? But go out into the world and we see another picture. We see hatred. People angry at one another, society up in arms over so many issues that cause people's blood to boil. We see betrayal, friendships that are hard to keep, and relationships that seem so fragile at times. And we see rejection. Those who are lonely, kids who are bullied, people looking for acceptance and support. How can there be love in such an unloving time? How? We know. It's in Christ alone. Yes, there can be love for one another. We can love one another as we abide in His love and follow the example of His love. We can love not only with our words, but with our actions too. Those words and actions show that to love as Jesus loved means to serve as Jesus served. So we love by sacrifice and service, bearing fruit in Christ as we abide in His word and all that He does for us. We give of our time, we give of our comforts, we give of our treasures. As we serve in our communities and in our churches, in Jesus' name, we show love. We look outside our busy lives. We talk to those around us to find out their wants and needs, their hopes and dreams. We actively seek to help others outside our own social circles, maybe even outside our personal comfort zone. That's how we show love. Because we know living in the kind of love of which Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you," that means sacrifice. But we're reminded in 1 John chapter 5 that this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. It's not a burden for us to love one another because Jesus has shown us how, and He strengthened us through His word to do it. We follow His example as we sacrifice to show the love of Christ to those closest to us and even for those who we may not know. We sacrifice in our vocations as fellow employees, father and mother, neighbor and friend. We sacrifice abiding in the love of the one who gave the greatest sacrifice of all and bearing fruit in His love. Jesus left His heavenly home to take on flesh, to dwell among us, to show us what love sounds like and what it looks like. And He gave His very life in sacrificial love on the cross for every time that we fail to show love to others and show ourselves to be seemingly unlovable. But because of His death and resurrection from the dead, you are saved from the sin that tries to pull you away from knowing love and showing love. You are forgiven in His love and have eternal life in Him. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." What a blessing to live in that fullness of joy, abiding in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.